This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Passover and Easter coming up. There will be many family gatherings in the coming days. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, brings the weekend into view. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. As Easter is one of the most significant holidays on the Christian calendar, I do have some options for Easter Sunday. And if you head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, we'll have a link to all the community Seder dinners in the region in celebration of Passover. But first, let's get started in New Jersey. Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd, and Glassboro, New Jersey is celebrating with a ride and drive event.
Ride and drive. I can't think what that could possibly be.
Well, it's pretty cool. You can test drive electric vehicles in what they say is a non-sales setting, so no sales pressure, and you can learn more about electric cars and bikes and how they work. This is at the Glassboro Town Square, and you must register to test drive, and of course, you'll need a valid driver's license. That's on Monday, and it starts at 12 noon.
Huh, that's wonderful. People are doing more to encourage sustainable energy practices. Very good.
Well, while we're on the topic of sustainability, let's look at the career of Cher.
That is a very interesting play on the word sustainability. Go ahead.
I knew you would like that, Jennifer. Well, Cher has managed to keep her career going for 5+ decades, from TV to music to Broadway, and she's still going strong. She's going to be here on Saturday, April 20th at the Wells Fargo in support of her latest album, which is a tribute to ABBA. I mean, people love ABBA. When are we going to be done with ABBA? They
Never.
Started out in the 70s. Come on, people. That show starts at 8 p.m.
Tanya, what else will we find on stage?
Philly's spoken word poet Ursula Rucker is part of the Sitting In Live Session series at the Kimmel Center next Wednesday at 9 p.m.
I was tired of the search, so I had to sit it on the shelf. Lonely can be sweet. Lonely can be sweet.
This is a series where artists from all different genres sit in and jam. It's interactive, it's improvised, so there may be some surprises on the night. Ursula's performing with 3 other poets and a visual artist who'll be painting live. And you know what's really great? It's absolutely free.
And we like free.
Yes, we do. We love free around here.
Ursula Rucker certainly can be added to that sustained career category.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Eric Roberson, a New Jersey native, is at the Queen in Wilmington on Saturday, April 20th. Now, if you're not already familiar with this guy, I envy you as you will be able to experience this amazing artist for the first time. His music can best be described as smooth R&B with a touch of jazz. That show starts at 8 p.m.
Maybe there is a girl out there for me.
All right, Tanya, let's bunny hop into some Easter fun. Hoppity hop hop.
Of course. Reading Terminal is hosting an Easter egg hunt on Saturday. If you can be up early, because it starts at 8 a.m. for kids up to 11, and it's free for parents and guardians and the kids, of course. The Hawkhaven Winery near Cape May is hosting an Easter egg roll on Saturday as well, starting at 11 a.m.
Is that something you can eat?
You know the old-fashioned Easter egg roll where you take the spoon or the long-handled spoon and roll it down the grass? You've done that before as a kid.
No, it sounds fun.
It does, and you can compete for prizes at this particular event. Gloucester County in New Jersey has one of the biggest Easter egg hunts in the area on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. in Glassboro, New Jersey. They've got over 25,000 eggs in this hunt. I don't think they're going to be able to find all those eggs.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to take a whole year to find them, right?
Right. If you're just finding random eggs, and you'll know that it's from that Easter egg hunt.
You know, Philly has a pretty big annual Easter event.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't include the 88th annual Easter Promenade on South Street on Easter Sunday, because it's among the oldest holiday celebrations in the area.
I could write a sonnet about your Easter barter.
You gotta love Philadelphia. They have so many traditional things that date back for so many years, and this is one of them. Even the master of ceremonies, Henry David, has been around for almost 40 years. It starts at 12:30 on South Street, and if you're going, make sure you have your best Easter finery on, because there are multiple best dress competitions.
Yeah, the parade is known for its show of Easter bonnets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do, thank you for another great set of weekend options.
You're very welcome, Jennifer. And for more information on these events, and remember, we've got a listing of Seder dinners on our website. Head to whyy.org/things to do.